just another day.
Yeah.
That's the way I did mine.
Okay, this morning we'll be in chapter 8 of the Revelation. I'll read it first. Relatively short, but there's some good stuff in it. And when he had opened the seal, the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, and having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. And the seven trumpets which had the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there was followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded as if it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not, nor a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Now, this has been used as a doom and gloom from the beginning. And the earth being destroyed. And it has nothing to do with this earth we're walking on whatsoever. Not a thing. Let's go back and see what we can see in it now. And when he, who's he?
God.
The Lamb. Okay, the Lamb was doing everything. Okay, the Lamb opened the seventh seal. He was the only one qualified. And there was silence in heaven in the realm of the Spirit, not heaven, as the church teaches, about the space of half an hour. And this is where I would always used to say, younger years, when I first started this, I'd say, well, see, there's proof that there's no women in heaven. Because there was silence in heaven for half an hour. That was supposed to be a joke. Okay.
That's a joke.
Not,
that's religion.
That's just a joke.
Religious joke.
But anyway, there was silence there for a space of half an hour. And on into the second verse, it says, and I saw seven angels, or seven messengers. Okay. Seven messengers which stood or stand. See, stood is past tense.
Means to stand.
Huh? But yes, it should be stand. That's what I'm saying. The King James says stood. That's past tense, like it's already over with. The seven that God chose, and this is not a literal number seven, but whatever it is, whatever number it is, it's continuing to stand before God. They're not. They never leave God. And to them were given seven trumpets. What does a trumpet speak of?
It's the word of God.
It's a word of God. But it's seven different... My best understanding is there's seven different levels of communication coming out of God. It's the perfect number. Not necessarily a literal number seven, but seven speaks of what?
Perfect.
Perfection. So the perfect word of God being spoken from these ones that God gives the ability to speak from.
Mature.
They're mature sons. Yep. It's every word of God is a perfect word. Okay, so but he's given this to these ones that he chose, these messengers, and like I say, seven is that perfect number, and that doesn't mean it's symbolic anyway. So it's not talking about just seven people; it's whatever God chose. There's the perfection ones that he called the first fruit, And then verse 3 it says, and another. Okay? What's this word another mean? Who was that another angel? Didn't come, but he appeared and stood at the altar having, okay, or holding or possessing a golden censer. Who would be one carrying a golden censer?
Christ.
See, in the Old Testament, the priest carried that censer. But Jesus was called the prophet priest. He was a prophet, priest, and a king. So only the priest was the one carrying. He was the ultimate priest, wasn't he? So he was. This was Jesus standing there, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, holding a golden censer, and it was given to him much incense in order that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar. Whose altar is that?
God.
It's God. Gold speaks of God, so it was God's altar. It was God's censer that he was carrying, which was before the throne. I want to walk over something here. Nope. Okay. And the verse 4, and the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the messenger's hand, or the angel, it says angel, but it should be messenger. Now, what is that incense?
Well, it's prayers.
Okay, but there's something else. It spoke about Jesus being the incense offered up. He offered himself up in that sacrifice. That was a sacrifice. He offered himself up to God. Okay? So it's actually the smoke of the incense, the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the messenger's hand. And Jesus was the mediator between God and man, was he not? So everything that traveled from earth realm to the spirit realm had to go through the Christ, right? And 5, and the messenger took the censer, God's censer, and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. What are we? This is all an internal thing. You know, this whole book is about internal things going on. We have to say, where did God put this fire? If you go in, let me take you to a few verses here with this to show you something. Mark 9:49. Mark 9:49. Actually, I have to back up a little bit. Yeah. Oh, no, that's it right. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Everybody will get a little fire, ain't they? And every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Okay. So we're just saying, we're all going to get a little fire in our lives.
That's a good thing.
Oh, it is. It's an excellent thing. It's purification. Luke 12. Huh? You're already getting warmed up. In Luke 12:49, it says something again.
Luke what?
12:49. Okay. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I am come to send fire or to scatter fire on the earth. And what will I if it already be done?
It already was.
See? It's already been taken care of. When Jesus showed up, it was already done because this is already a done deal. We're just exploring it and experiencing what was already done.
The unveiling of the Christ. Yeah. Lord,
so, he threw the fire on the earth. And there's one more verse in Acts 2, verse 3. Yeah, I'm going to go to that one. I wrote it down, but I'm not going to go there. Where does it leave off with? 4.
No, he's in five.
I was in five, okay. He filled with fire and cast into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Now, that's a whole bunch of stuff right there going on. Everybody talks about the end time, the world's going to be destroyed. This is the only earth that's going to be destroyed, because it's only a vessel of God, okay? He says, there were voices and thunderings and lightnings. Every time you heard thunder and lightning, what was it representative of?
God speaking
and people not listening. Well, the people that heard God's voice understood what he said, but the ones who didn't understand heard thunder and lightnings and all that stuff. And an earthquake. Now, hold your place right there and turn to Revelation 16. Verse 18, who is? And it says here there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. See, here's the thing. Everybody's looking for the earth out there to split open and shake and rock houses and buildings and everything. That's not what it is. What are we made out of? And when God speaks to us the word of God, that these voices that we begin to hear, guess what it does to us, to our natural understanding?
Shakes it up.
The greatest earthquake there ever was. It's between our ears. This is the earthquake he's talking about. You know, it's just turned upside down. The whole thing is destroyed.
Totally different than water.
It's totally different what they're saying. They're doing everybody talking everything outside, and this is an inside thing. And hey, I'll be the first to admit, man, when I started hearing, I said, somebody's nuts. Yeah. But you know what? The longer I listen, you know, it's there, it's verified in many, many places. And I don't care what anybody thinks about me, about what I say and how I live. It's none of their business, is it? It's between me and God. And everybody else's life. So many people want to control people and tell people what to do. That's the farthest thing from my mind, tell anybody what to do. You know, help them as far as it goes. Not get in and say, you do this or else, you know, like the church world does. It's crazy. But that's man wanting to be God. That's what they want. And he says here that the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. I got a better understanding of that verse and what that says. The seven messengers which had the seven trumpets. What is the trumpets again?
Word of God.
What's the seven?
It's perfection.
It's a perfected word of God, isn't it? It's a perfect word of God. Prepared themselves to speak. See? We're not hearing trumpets blasting in our head, are we? We're hearing the Spirit of God speaking through these, the perfect ones that He has prepared to the mature sons of God, like Lois said a while ago. You know, when He gets them prepared, He can use them to speak anything He wants. It's not literal numbers. And see, everybody tries to understand this with literal numbers, and you can't do it. You can make up some kind of a thing out of it, but it's not the truth. And it says, and the first angel sounded, and there followed hail, fire mingled with blood. And they were cast and they were cast upon the earth. Let me stop right there a minute and we'll pick it back up in a minute. So the first messenger sounded and there followed hail. And what is hail? Frozen water. That would be a very hard word. And fire. That's the cleansing and purification, isn't it? Mingled with blood. What is blood?
Life.
It could be life or death. See? Life to the spirit, death to the flesh. Correct? And they were cast upon the earth. Literally, it's not upon, it's in two. Excuse me, it's the Greek word ice, it's in two. And the third part of the trees, which is what?
Humanity.
Humanity, was burnt up. A third part. Why would it be a third part?
Those were 3 days.
There's three levels. There's three covenants. You know, all the ways you want to do it. You know, any way you want that. But a third of it was taken care of, was burned up. And all green grass was burned up. And what is grass?
Humanity.
Flesh. Okay. Now, all the green grass was burned up. Okay. You can see it in Isaiah 40, verse 6 and 6 through 8, Psalm 103, verse 15, and 1 Peter 1:24.
What it's telling you is it's not about the flesh.
Not about the flesh. This is going to all be burned up. It's about what's within you.
And that's the focus that everybody has. It's about the flesh.
Yeah. I was up at the boat dealership Friday, I think it was, we went up there. This girl somehow opened it up and asked me a question, said something about it, and I said, well, I know a little bit about that book, and shared with some things about, she was kind of worried about hell or something like that, and I said, hell ain't even in that book. I said, hell's between your ears when you've heard people tell you that for years, but show it to me in the book. God is love, and if God is love, how could he do those things to you if you're his child? And it said, and the book says, we are all children of the Most High God. So it just don't work. And she said, I said, you got any kids? Yeah. Well, which one would you burn? Well, none. I said, then God's a monster then, and you're the God. She said, no. And I said, well, that's the way it would look, because you wouldn't burn your children, but he would. I said, there's no place in that book where God said he'll punish you after you die. And I went on and told her about reconciliation. I said, when we die, we all go to one place, you know, in Ecclesiastes twice. And in the end, it tells you we're just going back to God. The flesh goes to the earth, and where it came, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. End of story. And she said, I want your website. So I gave her a card, and she said, I'll check that out. And I said, feel free to call anytime. But get free. You know, to me, that's ministering more than these churches, because I don't believe any of these churches, per se, are anything of God. Get together and just talk. Be yourself. Be real people. Talk about the situations. You got a problem? We talk about it, don't we? And we don't hold anything back. Just talk about it. But these churches, everything they're doing, didn't Jesus say, I will build my church? Yeah. Did he say he needed help? So I don't believe any of them are. and we have to get out of the language of that, even speaking that, because the church is you and me.
He said he needed a rock climbing wall and Superman.
Yeah. Took him spelunking in the caves and all that stuff. Yeah, that's what you need.
The other people trying to do this and all that, they've got agendas.
They're trying to draw people in for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one of those perfect Christians. Yeah. She nastiest thing. We're getting around just rude and nasty to everybody. But then shows you her pretty pink Bible, and
that's
I go to church on Sunday.
He was
and just really nasty. And I said something back to her. She says, "Well, I'll pray for you." I said, "Don't do me any favors. Not interested. I don't need you to pray for me."
Yeah. What good were you going to? You can't straighten you up. How are you going to straighten me up?
It's bad when an old lady in a walker called her a bitch. I said,
"A saint,
don't it?"
Hey, how are you going to help me when you got a log in your own eye?
Yeah, a whole forest.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 8. And the second messenger sounded, or spoke, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. What is the sea?
Humanity.
Humanity. And the third part of the sea became blood. That's either life or death. Humanity has never been anything but what?
Death.
But this burning mountain was cast to sea. And you've heard it said, where Jesus said, if this mountain was in your way, if you had any faith, you had like a mustard seed, you could be this mountain cast in the sea and it would be done. If that was true, that he was speaking of literal mountains cast into sea, do you know how many tidal waves there would be?
Yeah.
There'd be tsunamis every day. There's mountains in our head, and cast. Let them go on back into humanity.
Kill.
We ain't there. Let them have it.
They could do it. They'd kill thousands of people.
They kill millions every day. There wouldn't be nobody left.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. There you go. People's the only problem on the earth. Okay, verse 9. And the third part of the creation, which was in the sea, and had life. The word is psuche, is a soul. Okay? And psuche is spirit, really. Okay? Look at it in the Strong's, and you'll find out that it's really speaking of spirit. Okay? Most people think of the word psukeia, that's a religious thought of it. They died, okay? And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Now, a third part of the creation died. What part would we start with? Flesh. Mm-hmm. It'd be the first thing to go, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. What's the ships speak of?
Humanity too, because it's made out of wood.
Yeah, it's systems of man.
Okay.
See, a ship is something that's used to carry something from place to place. And just like our systems, even in our thinking process, are used to carry that thought from here to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. Still ends up being your thoughts.
It's in your thoughts, yeah. But I'm saying it's something about the system of man. And man works by systems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Five senses.
Yeah. But this here is would be speaking of the systems of man to control and manipulate everything. And the third messenger spoke, and there fell a great star from heaven. Now, didn't Jesus say, I am the one that came from heaven, or from the spirit realm? It's not really heaven, it's the spirit realm.
Yeah.
This great star, he said, I am the light that came from above that lights what? Every man. I mean, there's a lot of different verses that can tie this together. He was talking about Jesus coming down out of the spirit realm into the flesh realm to be the example that we need in this life to show us and encourage us how to live our lives. It's pure and simple. It's not about some literal comet or what they call them things falling on the earth.
Asteroids.
Meteors. Asteroids or meteors. That's not what he's talking about. I know the church believes it the other way, but I don't think they got much understanding there. It's burning as a lamp, and it fell. See, and that's a light, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. Now, he's talking about rivers and of water and fountains of water that come up out of the earth. Mm-hmm. Guess what that would be?
Word of God?
Nope. Life. Man's ministry.
Oh.
See? It fell upon a third part of the rivers. The thoughts that coming out of humanity,
so the rivers,
the humanistic views, see the rivers and the fountains of waters, is speaking about the ministries of man. Okay? Yeah, sure. It's about getting this. See, it's all about internal things going on. So we have to look at everything we can, even in shadows and types, one particular thing, like a tree. Can be used for humans. It can be used for a cross. It can be used for different things. There's all kinds of different things. Branches, you know, twigs come out of that same thought process.
The context.
Yeah, same context of the meaning. It can be not. It's not that exact and precise when you're talking with shadows and types.
Kind of look at the system, the
context.
Picture and
the context of it.
What the. Context what the picture is talking about to give us an indication of which
way to use it. Absolutely.
Positive or negative.
Absolutely. And now it says, and the name, and that's the nature, and it's anonymous, the name and nature of the star is called wormwood.
Bitter, right?
Well, wormwood speaks of bitter green herbs, okay? Now, wormwood, when it comes into your life, it's what? Bitter. When God begins to deal in your life, what does it do?
It turns your world upside down.
It turns your world upside down. You have earthquakes and fire and lightning and hail and all this stuff. But it's bitter. It's a bitter pill to swallow, isn't it?
That's right, because ego's been surviving.
Ego's been running the show, and now ego's getting moved into the back row. And you don't like it. So it's a bitter pill to swallow. So it's speaking about the life of the spirit is bitter to the flesh. Not easy to deal with. And a third part of the waters, and waters speaks of the human, it can speak of humanism, it can also speak of the word, became bitter. And here I think the context would make it more to the words, the water being the words, became bitter, and many men died from the waters. Do you think people literally died from drinking poison water. Is that what it is?
No, your flesh realm started dying.
Your flesh realm starts dying away because of this bitter stuff. It can't handle the things of the spirit. Cannot. Because they were made what? Now, when it says when they made bitter, that's not a good rendering of that word bitter. Because literally it should say they were embittered, angry, irritated, and indignant.
Right, because they don't want their...
They don't want their... The ego don't want its rights taken away.
I don't. Well, you could say, I don't want my...
Ego. My ego tells me I don't want that.
Right.
So I'm agitated, I'm irritated, I'm indignant, I'm angry, mm-hmm. I'm embittered because, not just made bitter. See, it doesn't give it a good thought process, does it? Doesn't make you think. Verse 12, it goes on and says, and the fourth angel sounded, or fourth messenger spoke, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, as a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Now, you can go back to Genesis 37, when Joseph had a dream. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he said the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he told you what it was.
Yep.
He interpreted it as being my father, my mother, and my 11 brothers.
Benjamin.
But see, this ties right there with that. And it's still, that story back here is the same as this story right here, but it's still something internal. It's things we have to deal with, okay? But he said when he spoke, a third part of the sun, or a third part of God was smitten. What God was it?
The one you created.
The one we created in religion. Mm-hmm. And a third part of the moon, that artificial light, you know, the mama, the soul. And a third part of the stars, which was the brothers, right?
Everything external that's worshipped.
Everything external is religious.
Mm-hmm. And it's worship.
And it's idolatry more mm-hmm. than I wouldn't call it. Worship to me is imitation. The way I understand worship is imitation. We're supposed to imitate Christ. Worshiping Christ is being like Him, not jumping up and down and screaming and shouting and doing the aerobics class.
Ego survives on it.
Yes. Oh, it lives on it. It says, so as the third part of them was darkened. Now, what did it mean darkened? You think they got tanned?
Ignorance.
It's ignorance, absolutely. In understanding is what it is. The third part of them was darkened in their understanding. And the day, and when it says day, guess who that really is? It's the day star.
Christ.
It's the Christ. Shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. He wasn't in the darkness, and he wasn't in the third part of the day that didn't shine. That's two-thirds, isn't it? Guess where he shines?
In the third day.
In the one-third. It's not that complicated, isn't it? Once you open up a little bit to it, it's not that complicated to see that stuff. But until God gives us the ability, we can look at it just like anybody else can and say, oh, he's talking about the world's going to fall apart. No, your world's going to fall apart. In here.
Yeah.
It's going to fall apart when you hear the truth, I promise you. I remember we had a guy, what was Vic's last name? Martinez? From up in Cleveland. And he came, first time he came down to us, he said, God told me I'd meet a man in Southern High that would share things with me that would change my life. And I said, okay. And he said, I want you to come to our fellowship. So we've got several hundred people. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if you really want me to come there or not. And he said, well, why? And I said, because I'll blow your church to hell. I mean, you tell the truth, and it's not made for churches. Like man knows churches. It's made for the church. And I said, it'll blow it apart. And he said, oh, no. And me and Lois went up a couple times, didn't we? Two or three times, whatever it was. And finally, after the last time we went up, come back in a few weeks, he calls me. He says, what's going on? I said, I don't know, Vic. What are you talking about? And he said, my church is just falling apart. He said, people are, my own, most of them, it was a Cuban community, not Cuban, Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. Puerto Rican community, and they said they're really tight, and they are. And he said, they're attacking me. My own family's attacking me. Really? And you didn't think that would happen? Didn't you remember what I told you? If I come, I'll blow the church to hell. I said, this church is not God's church. It's man's church. It's your church, you know. He said, I can't understand this. And we did get together one time after that. They met us halfway, and we just spent the day talking. We got a motel room to sit in there and talk. We got something to eat, come back, talk some more. And they went home. We came home up around Columbus, you know. So, but they wandered away because they couldn't take the pressure. That's like the parable of the sower. Some seed fell on roadside, and the birds got it immediately. Some fell on rocky soil, and when the sun came up, guess what? Burned it. Couldn't make
it. Burned it quickly, and the sun came up.
Had no root in it. And then along come, you know, some on good soil, 30, 60, 100 a fold. So, that was just some of that stuff that fell on other soil, you know. The whole thing about the parable of the sower is the only difference in anything, it's not the seed.
It's the ground.
It's the soil. That's the condition of the heart or the mind of the person that's hearing it. And if your mind is open to hear it, if your soil's prepared for it, it's going in and it'll produce fruit 30, 60, 100-fold, whatever God wants. It's not our choice, is it? It's up to God. We can do what we're supposed to do, and that's the end of the story. Okay, I finished 12, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 13. And I beheld, literally it should say, I saw and heard an angel. Now, what would the word be right there?
Messenger.
No. Because that word is not agalos.
Oh, okay. I know. I'm not
Bible. I know. It's okay. It's all right. It's the word metos, or atos, atos. Okay, A-E-T-O-S. It's number 105 in the Strong's Dictionary. And you know what it stands for? An eagle or a vulture?
Trying to take the seed.
Huh. And if seed fell by the wayside...
It's that other voice that you hear in there saying, no, that can't be right. No.
See,
that's it.
See, once you start getting your mind thinking this stuff, you just start seeing it all. See, that word is not agalos, messenger. And so it says, I beheld and saw either an eagle or a vulture. Which one do you think it might be? Flying through the earth, midst of the spirit realm, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 which is pain, grief, and suffering, to the inhabitants or the permanent dwellers, residents. And guess who those permanent dwellers are? The ones living in the dust and the sand. The inhabitants of the earth. Right? Because if you were in the heavenlies, the star realm, guess what?
You'd see an eagle.
There you go. The inhabitant by reason of the other or the remaining voices of the trumpet, the words of the three agalos. See, there's the word, it's agalos.
What it's telling you, you're always going to hear voices.
Yes.
Which one are you going to listen to?
He said, which are yet to sound. You're going to hear three more, which we haven't got there. And next week, we'll go to the next one. See what we got in there.
You mean I skipped ahead?
Oh my God! Daggone it! You spoiled the surprise.
Oh damn!
But can you see how this entire thing, when you can see it's inside of us, man? All this fear and doom and gloom that they're preaching on these TVs and all this crap.
What that you hear every day in your head?
Well, but you're hearing it all around you. Actually hearing it, not just internal. And we probably don't hear it as much internal as other people do because they're living in the external. But when you come to the spiritual side of this thing, you don't have to worry about it because, hey, we're not in control. We've got a shepherd that takes care of his sheep, right?
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about that. It's like in your situation, you don't have to worry about this thing because guess who's taken care of?
Yeah.
It's already taken care of.
I just have to quit looking at it like out the storefront.
Yeah.
Look at it from God's
look through His eyes. Yeah.
Point of view, or like that conduit, I can get inside that conduit, going up that rickety thing,
yeah.
And
fish ladder.
Not look at where my flesh is stepping.
Well, your ego is saying that none of this is right. It shouldn't be this. It shouldn't be that.
There you go. That's what it does.
If you know what you know you don't go for anything you're not supposed to go.
Nope. You can't do it.
No, can we get a hay man?
It's difficult to do.
I turned TV on this morning. Oh, God. Calvin Ray.